You're listening to SBS News.
The message from New South Wales Premier Chris Minns is clear following the December 14th Bondi attack.
Have some joy and enjoy yourself. We can't be in a situation where this horrible criminal terrorist event changes the way we live in our beautiful city. We have to show defiance in the face of this terrible crime and say that we're not going to be cowed by this kind of terrorism, and we're not going to change the way we live our life in our beautiful city.
Hope instead of hate will be the focus for many as they prepare to bring in the new year at live sites across the country. All eyes will be on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which will be lit up white at 11 p.m. to commemorate the victims of the Bondi Beach massacre. A menorah will also be projected onto the pylons to remember the 15 people who were killed and the 41 others injured in the attack. There will be a one-minute silence to show solidarity with the Jewish community. Sydney Mayor Clover Moore says New Year celebrations are about bringing people together.
I hope tonight's event brings people from all cultures, nationalities, faith, hope and joy, and a sense of unity as we stand together to see in this new year. And our final image on the bridge will be the dove and the words peace and unity. I hope this evening marks the beginning of a peaceful and safe new year for all. Happy 2026.
Events with increased security will also go ahead at Coogee, Parramatta and on the city's northern beaches. However, a planned gathering at Bondi has been cancelled. There will be thousands of armed police in attendance to ensure the crowds are safe all over the city. Chris Minns says the exact details are being kept under wraps so as not to compromise security, but he says people should not be alarmed if they see more police than usual with long arm weapons.
There are tactical changes that police are pursuing. We're not going to detail them today or even in advance of New Year's Eve, other than to mention it yesterday so that the public is aware that there is a change in protocol and that the weaponry used by New South Wales Police is changing. That was for a deliberate reason, so that the public didn't believe or see these heavily armed officers and believe there was an active situation on New Year's Eve.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has used his New Year's message to reflect on national grief, urging people to begin 2026 with unity and confidence.
The joy that we usually feel at the start of a new year is tempered by the sadness of the old. Following the terror inflicted on Jewish Australians at Bondi Beach, our hearts ache for every life lost. Yet what Bondi also showed us was the best of the Australian spirit in all its courage and compassion. And that is why I'm optimistic and determined that in the new year we will rise to meet the challenges ahead of us in the same way Australians always do, by working together and looking after each other.
The New Year's message from opposition leader Susan Lee encourages people to reflect on a difficult 2025 and look ahead to 2026 with unity and hope. She says Australia faces challenges but also opportunities to rebuild trust, strengthen communities and offer a fairer future for the next generation.
Australia is at its best when we look out for one another, when we reject division and when we meet challenge with courage and common purpose. The values that bind us together, respect, fairness and care for others, will guide us as we rebuild confidence and move forward together. The year ahead brings new challenges, but it also brings opportunity. Opportunity to strengthen our communities, to restore trust, and to build a future that is safer, fairer, and more hopeful for the next generation.
Police will also be out in force in Melbourne with about 500,000 people in the city for the fireworks and laser display at midnight at Flagstaff Gardens, Treasury Gardens, King's Domain and Docklands, with live entertainment and fireworks from 9:30 p.m. In Perth, fireworks will light up the sky above the Swan River at 8:30 p.m. and midnight, with the best views at Elizabeth Quay, Barrack Square, the Supreme Court Gardens and the foreshore, while in Adelaide there'll be fireworks in Elder Park at 9 p.m. and midnight. In Brisbane, there'll be simultaneous fireworks displays along the Brisbane River at 7:45 and midnight. and Tasmania's River Derwent will come alive at 9:30pm and midnight with fireworks and celebrations. So to the Darwin waterfront with displays at 9pm and midnight. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.